Finance with Scott Haywood. At Rams, home loans are what we do. Search Rams Home Loans today.
The finance guru Scott Haywood's with us at 20 minutes to 7. Morning, mate.
Good morning to you, Gareth. In about an hour or so's time, our market is going to open pretty flat, with a bit of a choppy night in the US. The Dow Jones and the S&P 500 both weaker. Dow Jones falling 126 points, S&P 500.1%. But the NASDAQ was up 0.5%. And here's a few stocks that caught my eye. Of course, the meme stocks continue to rally on momentum from these Reddit and online, well, what was called them, online social media people. AMC jumping 14%. BlackBerry, of course, the old BlackBerry. That's now caught up in this. BlackBerry's caught up in this as well. I tell you, I remember having a BlackBerry, and that little ball in the middle of the thing just used to bounce out occasionally. That thing was an absolute disaster. Anyway, so BlackBerry's back. GameStop also popped double digits.
Yeah, yeah.
But the US Securities and Exchange Commission said that they are watching the volatility of these meme stocks and do try to protect retail investors. I don't know how they can do that. It's not a money-back guarantee on these things, but I think if they still always issue some sort of warning or concerns about the volatility of them, that might be enough. But the big boomer last night, which is going to help our biotech sector, was a company called Biogen. US regulators with the FDA approved the first treatment to attack a likely cause of Alzheimer's disease. Now, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. The drug is priced at $56,000 a year. Jesus. US, and their shares went up more than 38% on the back of that news. Like, getting FDA approval, if you're a drug company or a biotech company, it doesn't get much better than that. So that was the news out of the United States. Meme stocks and biotech stocks, our market expect to open pretty flat, I think, in about an hour and 15 or 20 time.
What's our stock to watch today, Scotty?
Well, 6PR Breakfast hashtag, the stock to watch is GrainCorp. Now, GrainCorp is an integrated grain business with three grain activities: storage, logistics, marketing and processing. They supply grain and processed grain products to customers in domestic and international markets with a focus on wheat, barley and canola. Now, this agricultural cycle has been very favourable for the bulk grain handler. Their share price closed yesterday at $5.17, 52-week high of $5.59 with a low of $3.44. But the soil has had adequate moisture levels across Australia. The outlook for winter is a higher level of rain than normally expected, which is good news for crop planting. Global prices remain strong, which supports their margins. And they recently upgraded their earnings guidance from between $255 million to $285 million for the fiscal 2021 year. Now, that's enough to diversify your portfolio into something a little bit different, which is grain. And with GrainCorp, it's not really a high-risk stock, but trading at $5.17 coming into what we've had a wetter summer nationally, and we may have a wetter winter. That's good news for some of these grain handlers and for farmers in general who have done it particularly tough over the last 5 to 10 years. So to get some exposure in your portfolio is GrainCorp. Code G for Greg, N for Nelly, C for Charlie. That's the 6PR Breakfast. Hashtag the stock to watch. Last traded at $5.17.
Good on you, Scotty. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gareth.